You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I've always liked and respected older people. Maybe that's why I was so surprised by an incident a few years ago. I was standing in line at McDonald's. In the next line, an older man was complaining loudly to the teenager behind the counter. The man was complaining that he was not getting a senior citizen's discount on some product. I don't remember what the product was. The teen behind the counter was being very polite, explaining why there was no discount on that product, whatever the product was. But the older man kept on complaining, making himself unpleasant, not only to the young woman waiting on him, but also to all the other customers. As I said, I was surprised by that incident. As a child, the older people in our family normally acted in a way that commanded respect. In my years as an adult serving in the ministry, I've been associated with older people who readily receive my respect. In fact, if I would take the time to list all the older people who have impressed me, this program would extend all the way to Monday or Tuesday. Suffice it to say that I was taught to respect my elders, and usually my elders have acted in a way that deserves respect. I don't know. Maybe the man in McDonald's was just having a bad day. After all, we all do. What has made so many older people dear to me is their Christian faith. The respected elders of my childhood, the respected older people I've dealt with in my ministry, are people who are truly Christian. Today, I want to say to all of you listeners, but especially to you who are older, that you are loved and respected. You have an important role to play in our society. And most important of all, through Jesus Christ, God has placed on you the crown of glory. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 31 says, "The silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness." Today, I want to encourage you who are older to do three things. Accept the crown of glory that God offers you through Jesus. Wear that crown publicly so that all people will be drawn to the faith that sustains you. And lastly, hold on to the crown when you experience the troubles that are unique to older age. Now, you might be wondering, what does he mean when he says older people? And why talk about one segment of the population? Many of you faithful Lutheran Hour listeners are older people. Many of you are retired. You might be 75. You might be 85. You might be feeling fine, doing all sorts of physical things that younger people don't do. You might be young at heart. I certainly hope so. It's a fact that many, many Lutheran Hour listeners are older, and you are an important segment of the population and becoming ever more numerous. There are about 29 million people in the United States over the age of 65. There are more of you over age 65 than there are teenagers. Those of you who are over 85 are the fastest growing group in the United States. Many of you watch Willard Scott give the weather each morning on the Today Show. Willard regularly tells about people who have reached the age of 100. According to one study, if Willard Scott congratulated everyone that turned 100 in the year 1988, it would take 180 years. There are 45,000 Americans over the age of 100. The fact is that older people are not one sliver of society. Older people are important and will become increasingly important as the years go by. That's why today's Lutheran Hour is about older people. You are important. You're important in society, but above all else, you're important to God. He wants you to accept the crown of glory that He offers you through Jesus Christ. As I read before, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 31 says, "The silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness." Now, this verse does not only apply to you who have silver hair. That's just the writer's poetic way to refer to older people. In the same way, the writer is not talking about a literal metal crown that you wear on your head. No, this Bible verse says that the greatest distinction of older age is to be found in Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Righteousness is not a word that we commonly use today. You don't hear it very often, except in religious settings. Righteousness has the word right in it. God wants your relationship with Him to be a right relationship. God is a just judge. When He opens the books on your life, He wants to find everything in your life absolutely right. Here's where we humans get into trouble. We like to think that we're right. As you get older, you review your life. Sometimes you feel good about it. Sometimes you despair when you remember what you did wrong. However you happen to feel, God has a perfect righteousness for you. A righteousness that overcomes all the feelings of remorse and despair, and a righteousness which can make you feel good about your life and about your future. God Himself is completely righteous, and He wants to share that righteousness with you. Psalm 119, verse 137 says, "Righteous art Thou, O Lord, and upright are Thy judgments." God, your judge, expects you to be completely righteous, completely holy, completely godly. 1 Corinthians 15 says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not." Matthew 5 says, "Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no way enter into the kingdom of heaven." By human standards, the scribes and the Pharisees appeared righteous. By human standards, they did more things right than they did wrong. But God says to you that unless you are more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees, you are lost. So when we sinners are tempted to think that our life is good enough for God, the Bible says, oh no. The prophet Isaiah says, all our righteousness is like a filthy rag. Every person of every age needs to understand that. And you who are older especially need to know that your past life has not met God's just standards of righteousness. The memories of the good that you have done are pleasant, but they will not be enough to save you in the time of death. That's true for every one of you. That's true for you if you are not a Christian. No matter how good your life appeared to you and to the rest of the world, your life has fallen far short of God's glorious standards. That's also true for you who are Christians. Surveys have shown that a shocking percentage of Christians believe that they are going to heaven because they've tried to lead a good life. I sometimes receive letters complaining that my Lutheran Hour messages seem to be talking to Christians instead of non-Christians. Well, my answer is that you Christians need God's Word just as much as non-Christians. For we are all sinners, and we all are easily deceived into thinking that our lives are good enough for God. And it's only God and His Word in Jesus Christ that can lift us out of despair over our past lives and give us confidence and optimism for our life and for the life to come. The only one who is righteous is God. And He is the only one who can place a crown of righteousness upon your head. Psalm 145 says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works." Now, since you are not righteous by yourself, God gives you righteousness through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for you and for all sinners. Psalm 45 looks ahead to Jesus and says, "Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness." Jeremiah 23 says that when Jesus comes, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is His name, whereby He shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. St. Paul says it this way in Romans 3, perhaps the most beautiful of all Bible passages about God's gift of righteousness to you in Jesus Christ. But now God has shown a righteousness that comes from Him, a righteousness apart from the law. The law and the prophets tell about it. This righteousness comes from God to all who believe, just by their believing in Jesus Christ. There is no difference, for all have sinned and are without the praise that God gives. They are justified freely by His grace through the ransom Christ Jesus paid. What then becomes of our pride? It is excluded. On what principle? On the principle of works? No, rather it is excluded on the principle of faith. For we conclude that a person is declared righteous by faith, apart from the works of the law. So, I ask you, whatever your age, to accept that crown of glory that is offered freely to you in Jesus Christ. And I'm asking you to wear it publicly every day. Jesus said, let your light shine. Let your faith and righteousness in Jesus be demonstrated every day. Let that crown of glory glisten for all to see. You older people are being watched. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean you're being scrutinized for the frailties of age. No, you're being watched because we younger people are looking to you. I'm speaking personally now. I am 43 years old. I know how I feel, and I know how many of my contemporaries feel. We are looking to you to see a vibrant Christian faith that is joined to the wisdom of your years. We want to see that in you. When I grew up, we were taught to respect our elders. Sad to say, that doesn't happen as often as it should. Younger people need to take to heart what Leviticus chapter 19 says, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man. A sociologist named Pat Moore wrote a book titled Disguised, in which she describes an unusual experiment that she conducted. Over a period of 3 years, Pat Moore disguised herself as an old person. Though she was actually in her 20s, she put on a wig and makeup and clothes that made her appear to be in her 80s. She traveled around Canada and the United States, and she was treated rudely. She was often shortchanged by cashiers. Frequently, she was pushed out of the way by younger people who were in a hurry. Then she would go home, remove her disguise, and go out again as a young person in her 20s. And revisit the same places she had visited in her disguise as an 80-year-old. Guess what? She was treated far better as a young person than as an old person. I was raised to respect my elders. Many people of my age were. We younger people need to promote that respect more than we have in the past. And we need your help to do that. Let your light shine. Let righteousness and faith radiate in your later years of life. Wear the crown of glory in public so that younger people thank God for the wisdom and faith that you demonstrate. We don't want to respect our elders simply because that's what we're supposed to do. Younger people want to give you respect freely and generously as an expression of our love for God who has redeemed people of every age by the blood of the Savior. By your conduct in public, by your regular church attendance, that is, if you are able to get out, by your prayers and devotions at home, by your Christian counsel and advice, by your lives of service in the church and community, by your respect for us, for we are adults, and your generation has raised us. In so many ways, you who are older can wear that crown of glory for all to see, so that all give praise to our gracious God. So we respectfully look to you for your special demonstration of the wisdom of the years and the hope and vitality of a heaven-bound faith in Jesus Christ. Younger people want to see that crown of glory shining on you every day. Finally, in today's message, I encourage you to hold on to your crown. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Hold that fast which thou hast, that no one take thy crown." The crown of glory is a contested crown. The devil tries to take it away from you. In various ways, he tries to pull you away from a total reliance upon Jesus' blood and righteousness, and tries to deceive you into thinking that you've led a good life and that's good enough for God. It's so easy to lose the crown if you don't plead for God's mercy and grace day by day. The frailties of age are a special temptation to cast off faith and fall into despair. Weakened by sickness, worried by finances, distressed that you're not able to do the things you used to do, dependent upon others, lonely. These are facts of life for many of you who are older. These are temptations for you to despair and ask, "Does God really love me? Is He really my Savior?" The answer is yes. And everything in your life is an invitation for you to depend more and more on your God and Savior. Every hour brings you the opportunity to hold more tightly to the crown of glory. The things that you might regard as the burdens of age, illness, dependency, and the like, are in every case an opportunity for you to rest yourself more and more in your Savior's arms. Isaiah chapter 46 says, "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am He, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." What a splendid promise that is. "Even to gray hairs, I will carry you." You've all seen the picture of Jesus carrying the little lamb. Lambs are white. You who are older, who may have white hair or gray hair, but certainly older hair, you too are lambs that the Savior holds close to His heart. With such a splendid promise that you are carried by the Savior, your prayer should be the prayer of the psalmist, who said, "O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come." So, take the righteousness Jesus offers to you, wear it in public, and hold fast to the crown in these last years of life, so that you can confidently look to the future and say with St. Paul, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing." Amen.